Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I hope your second day of the 20th century is off to a blast. And what a blessing it is to be here with you in this wonderful new year of 2020. I am just so giddy and excited about everything God is doing right now at this moment. Every moment is so precious, and I hope you do are fully rejoicing in the fact that not only are we alive, but we are alive again unto the Lord by way of the blood of Jesus. And what a beautiful day to be saved on today. And if you are not saved on today, you don't know the Lord, the partners of sin, this is the time, this is the day to accept Him as your personal Lord and Savior. And actually, I'm so full, I have so much to say. I don't want to get everything I have to say. But I'd love to come and share with you a special announcement. As you've noticed, I have not released the prophetic construction for January, Robert Christ offering for January as of yet. And I just wanted to share with you that I will not be releasing an offering this month. I'm in transition. And once my transition is complete, I can come back and give my duly, fully committed, joyful time and sharing, hopefully, February's offering if I'm established by that time. So I want to say that. However, I am still declaring what the Lord gave me for January. So, He still is speaking. He still is speaking what He wanted to speak to me, although I'm going through this transition, and I just wanted to declare it to you right now. Hallelujah. And I've just been really bursting with this. I've been, you know, bursting with holding what the Lord gives me, and it's always a challenge to do so because when He gives me things, let me turn my volume up a little bit. When He gives me things, I have to hold it. Sometimes it's not ready to be released yet. And one thing I love about God is that anything that we birth when we do, anything that he does is done. It is completely done. It's written in history. It's recorded. It's written. And most importantly, we can receive from those who he have worked those things through. And so I am really excited to declare this offering, or this declaration, should I say, from the Bride of Christ vault. He really had me go back to the VOC vault archives and declare it to me, a birthing I birthed over 7 years ago. And those of you who have followed me from the beginning and the conception of Bride of Christ Ministries, you know that one of the birthings that I birthed was Pinpoint. Well, this is now Pinpoint 2.0, okay? He put Pinpoint on steroids. And I tell you, when he spoke that to me, he spoke it so thunderously. He was like, he said, Pinpoint 2.0, and I'm like, wow. And I knew exactly what he meant because, again, when he gave me Pinpoint at the time, it is birthing, one of the foundational scriptures, was the kind of foundational scriptures that he gave me to birth it, was Psalm 45. Psalm 45. And in Psalm 45, we have the psalmist who's the chief physician, who set this psalm to Lily. It's a compilation of the songs of Korah, a song of love, a song of love. And what better way to start the year off with love? Love, love, love. Again, love is the highest energy, the highest, the purest form, the only power there is in the world. And so it's only befitting that God would share this with me at the beginning of this century in speaking of love. And this song of love, these are the songs of Korah, which were Levites from the family of the Kohanim. This was a song they said, a song that they wrote, and they phrased it to be referred to as set to Lily, which refers to the general beauty of the bride. And it's just a beautiful thing when God ministers to his bride and ministers to his people. He says he knows the thoughts he thinks towards us, thoughts of love, thoughts of peace, to give us an expected end. So I tell you, this is the beautiful beginning of a new century, and I hope that you've taken full advantage of us and even now are really aligning yourself from the core, from the foundation that you're laying for this next century so that it will go well. It will go well with you. And so I'm really excited about what he's saying and speaking as the bridegroom to his bride. And this is what this psalm is all about. And it's the beautiful thing about this psalm, which is so divine about God, because it's befitting the offering that I just released. I didn't call it, but I released it. And it's pointing to Christmas. Because in this psalm, we see you talk about her raiment. So God is really confirming his word with signs and wonders and what he's doing. He's confirming the word of the Lord that he gives to me and let me know, yes, daughter, you are on point. You are aligned. Not only am I saying that, I'm doing that with you. You are my city on the hill. You are my showbread. You know, so I'm just praising God that he's performing his word in me with signs and wonders. And this Psalm 45 that really point to Christmas with the birth of Christ, speaks of the arrival of a great warrior, which is why he also gave me the return of the king. So he gave me Pinpoint 2.0 from the vault, And then he said, return the king, because I'm telling you, he's going to show up in a mighty way this year. He's already showing up. He always is showing up and showing out. He said, for this reason, it was the Son of Man manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. And I tell you, when he shows up, it's always good. And I tell you, I entreat his favor. I entreat his presence. And I just love to be with him. And yesterday, as I was praying and before the Lord, I was just really thinking about the core reason and the cross reason of why I'm here. And that was and is God redeemed me. He reconciled me to himself by way of Jesus, his son, by the blood of Jesus, by the cross of Calvary. And the thing that I found myself praying yesterday, praying last night, was like a recommitted like type of prayer. It was a wedding vow. And so I started to thank him for our marriage, our mystical marriage, because he is my husband now. And the moment that I was having last night was I know one which he was guiding me to say and do at the beginning of this year. And I just wanted to share that with you, because I really feel God is renewing our vows with him. He's really, has been a removal of the old, you know, and it's really, it's like a shedding of the old wineskin. And we're like that butterfly that's coming forth out of the cocoon. And so, and the weather kind of induces that. You know, I'm like, this is like spring-like weather, Lord. And I just felt spring in the air. And it's so beautiful, the exchange and the moment I've been having with him as I pray and worship him and, bask in his presence and bask in what he's doing in the earth. And what he's doing in the universe of Christ. So I'm really excited to be here. By way of Stars of Heaven Network 9, number 9, which speaks of expansion and growth. And I'm praying that, you know, whatever it is that God is joining you to, that you would know what that joining is, and that you would let nothing split asunder. The Word of God says, what he has joined to get together, let no man put asunder. So he has joined me to him. And as Apostle Paul said, nothing in the earth, under earth, shall separate me from the love of God, but it is by Jesus. Absolutely nothing. Because I was joined to God, reconciled to God by way of his son Jesus, who paid the price. Glory be to God. Not just for me, but for the sins of the whole world. So, you know, that keeping me united with him is not something I have to do in my flesh or in my praying, because it was a sacrifice of love. It was done by the passion of his Christ. He died with such passion. He allowed himself to be crucified and martyred for him. So it can't be undone. My soul is saved, is redeemed, and I'm just blessing the Lord for the love of my soul and his Christ. Now, the lover, again, who is the bridegroom, his beauty alone is magnificent. And the thing about the beauty of the Lord, as Isaiah said, that he has no beauty or comeliness that man should desire him. Because in order to desire anything of God, you must be like him, make him in his image. That's why flesh can't comprehend the things of God. And because they're looking in one that's from a fleshly evil place. And that which is of God is beautiful. And that which is born of God not only overcomes the world, but the world will hate that which is born of God. And that's the thing about flesh, you know, and sin nature. It will desire the things of God based on the natural desires, but not want it from a spiritual godly place. And that's why we have to be careful. This is what God says, not to cast our pearls before the swine. Because, you know, when we share ourselves or give our love to people who don't respect us or don't celebrate us, that's exactly what they're doing. They're chopping down the feet. You know, And we have to be careful not to let our good, get the word of God said, don't let your good be misspoken of. So I'm excited to just minister and just share with you quickly what this is saying in your own time. And you make some time to really study this song and pull out everything and receive everything it's saying, because it speaks of everything that's happening even now, excuse me, in the earth realm, as it relates to his dominion, his power. Now, in this new year, where all things are new, the word of God says, "Every man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are past; behold, all things have come new." Become new. I'm praying that you're receiving this instruction on what he is saying for you and how to move forward in this year. And again, that comes by preparation. The thing that he said to me and given me Psalm 45, declaring his return in the earth realm, which means it's for me, not just if your number gets called, it's when you call to see him face to face for the right throne judgment. But the return of the king is him showing up according to prophetic prophecy. God, when he's ready to shift some things, and he's ready to declare some things and fulfill some things, there will be a major showing up of his power, of his judgment. Psalms 45 embodies all of that. This is why I love it so much and love him for giving it to me, because he said, this is what I want you to declare in the 20th century, this 20th century decade. He also said that this decade and this year can be and will be a feather fist warfare year. That means the warfare is going to be so light because of his presence, because of his power. That'll be manifested through you as a teacher, as the bride of Christ, being filled with the power of God. And that is going to be hinted upon your warfare, which is not carnal. Sometimes you've got to come down strongholds. It's going to depend on your listening, your receiving, and following his instructions in order to how to overcome some things that this year. And I think and I know that what he's done in preparing us, or starting to prepare me as well, has really is making it a feather fist. Making it a feather fist a year. I already feel that because of the momentum that I've gained and the obedience that I've applied to my life in being brought to this place. So if I can't say anything else, I'm going to say that you really need to, it's all about preparation. Prepare. And know how to keep that momentum and how to flow in the anointing and understand the energy that God is releasing by way of the universe being aligned and understanding what's going on with the constellations and the Megarite, all that stuff, how they're speaking. And more importantly, how to keep yourself with a grand trine. I keep my trine. I lift up the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I keep grand trines. I know how to keep my trine, which is three, going forth. And so one of the things that I was sharing with you about this 2019 being a year of great blessings of my spirituality is owning it first and foremost and understanding the mysteries of God, like the mysteries of the universe and how he speaks to me and how he will speak to you so that you can understand your spirituality and understand how to flow in this world. And in order to do that, you know, you have to be open to everything when I mean everything that was created. Just you have to remember, everything God created was good. So, and if that means going into the darkness, so be it. Again, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. He created darkness, he knows what's in it. So we, as the bride of Christ, should know how to operate in the darkness, even operate from the tools and toys of darkness. Manifest, transform, transmute it so we can get our manifestation, which is our focus. Okay? So, again, start the fifth year. Will feel easy, especially when, you know, you're dealing with lower energies and peons and minions and Jezebels and stuff like that, you know, agitators, agitating spirits and lower level spirits, you know, it should be easy. When you practice according to the Word of God and practice in righteousness, which again is the theme of this month, having a righteous indignation, not offering out your feelings and emotions that will trap you and keep you and catch you up, which the enemy is good at doing. He's using good at using his minions to do that as well, to agitate us and get under us and all this stupid stuff. So I throw it off. But again, you know, if you've built up your momentum and you've been practicing holiness and practicing godliness and you've got your praise perfect, you know, the high praises of God in your mouth, and the two-headed sword in your hand, easy. Okay? Now, he also said that not only will it be a feather fifth year, but he said it will be a feather fifth year for our warfare because of him anointing our tongue. And when he gave me that, he took me back to one of the prophets where he said he had hot, cold, touched his tongue. And I think even Revelation it says that. God is really touching our tongues, which is what, you know, the psalmist declared in the first verse of Psalms 45. When he said, my heart is igniting with a good matter. Again, what's on the heart, the mouth will speak. So in order for you to be able to speak the things of God and it lines up, your heart has to be right. And the Lord began to deal with me about some things, you know, and show me what's going on in my heart with some things. You know, when we say things, we need to mean it. You know, when we say, Lord, I forgive, we need to really forgive. And I know it's a struggle when we say we forgive, but yet we still have some things that's in our heart. He understands it. But he really began to tell me and let me know, you know, when you say certain things, you need to mean it from the heart. And he said that because he could see that although he knew I was sincere in what I was saying, and I knew that's what I was supposed to say, in my heart even to do that, he had to have me take a selah, let it process through so it can manifest. So we need to have the manifestation along with what we speak. I wanted to say that. His heart was ignited with a good matter. He said, I would think of things which I have made. Touch the king. Things he has created, which speaks to his glory, his power, his dominion. And that's the thing that we are going to have to make sure, again, we do this year. Is that the things that we cry, the things that we birth, touching him, ministering to him, are things that we're thinking to him. And he goes on to say, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer, that are fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. And so when he gave me that portion, that's when he gave me about the tongue. How he's going to anoint our tongue, which is a fresh fire. It's going to come by also purging some things away. As Jesus said, he that brings forth food, good food, he purges that tree or purges the person so they can bring forth more food. So this is a time of greater fruit. as well as a greater harvest as a result of what we planted. So, again, our tongue, who speaks of, which is a ready writer, as the psalmist says, God is touching it. And he said he would even give us the tongue of the lungs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The tongue of the lungs. And give us not a new language, but to elevate our language. And so every season, every decade, we should be growing in our language. We should be growing in our communication, because that's the thing the enemy always trying to stop and prevent is our communication with God. That connection we have with Him when we are able to hear from Him, commune with Him. Communication is going to be really huge as we move forward in 2020. That clarity has to be there, purity has to be there, that clearance has to be there in the atmosphere in order for you to really hear what He's saying. And He was saying that as He touches our tongue with those hot coals, if we get on one accord, as you say, we don't want to court it. We're in one place and you'll see the Holy of Holies with Him. He's going to release a fresh fire upon our heavenly language. And that will allow us to spew the fire of God, which is anointed by fire, by the word of the living God, to bring to life and create that which He and we desire in our life. Amen. So again, our words will take on life. Our thoughts will take on life. We have to watch our thought process and we speak and ensure that we're speaking the inspired word of God. Because again, desiring the best gift, which is prophecy, Jesus is the prophecy, will manifest what He's saying and show us through our holy seed. What He's saying. So I wanted to share that and say that as well, that God is going to really give us a new divine strength by way of our giftings and talents and by way of our holy seed, where we can have new sight, new vision. And that only can come by us living in a consecrated place with Him. It's going to come by us having that fellowship with Him, one-on-one, making time so that there will be a performance of those things. Now, I'm going to skip to certain places and parts of this song, because I really want to point out some of the things. I mean, all of it's good. All of it's really, really good. But I really want to point out some things in this psalm that was going to be poignant. It's happening even in the coming days, and what could probably be done in order, because one thing that's noted in this psalm is praise. We got to get our praise purified, and we have to keep our praise lifted and light. As I share with you, celebration will take care. The celebration of praise take care of some things easily. And so, you know, some of these things you have to still probably shake off from 2019. Some things you probably still brought into 2020 that need to be shaken off so you can be light for this life. Yeah, because what God is saying is that this is a time of dominion. Changing of the guard, new leadership, and it definitely speaks of His throne. Amen. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm praising God for His companions and those who are, He has again adorned and equipped and predestined for such a time as this. Now, Psalm 45, verse 6 and 7. Speaks of the scepter of righteousness. It's the scepter of His kingdom. And again, he is releasing to us and sending to us the golden scepter. That way of the invitation, come. Be there, have laid enough burden, I will give you rest. And again, what is the kingdom of heaven? It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we want heaven on earth. Amen. It's manifested through us because we embody his righteousness, his peace, his joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, verses 8 through 9 speak of the complete greatness. The complete greatness of the anointed king, which is prophesied about number 10. And this is where it speaks of all of your garments are scented with myrrh and aloe and cassia, out of the ivory places by which they have made you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands a queen in gold from Ophrah. So this speaks to the place that he's invited you to, the place he's opened up to you, the place he's prepared for you. Because he said, before I go to prepare a place for you, where I am, you may be also. That's not just in the by and by. That's in the here and now. That's the crossover into your promised land, okay? And again, he says, all your garments are scented with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. So again, this adornment that he spoke of last month is now happening. And it's just preparing us to be able to come to the king's court, which he's given us access to. Yes. And you must understand, given access to salvation and eternal life is one thing, but to really have access and dominion in his kingdom is something different. Because a lot of people might be saved and you might have the Lord and everything, but if you don't have, if you have not passed your test, if you're not overcomer, if you have not been anointed to reign, to really reign, because he anointed you to reign, despite anything that come your way, it's not happening. So again, all these titles and I'm anointed and appointed and all that is a lot of bull, because you know it's flesh, it's ego. He's talking about his overcoming ones, king's daughter, those who are among the honorable ones, those who truly are the true bride of Christ, not part of the harlot church, not part of the lower courts or the outer courts. I'm talking about the holy of holies, where you're sitting on the throne, your name's written in the Lamb of the Life, you're among the elders, a place only he can put you and give you. Not being captured by man or woman, okay? Now, he goes on to say in the Psalms, at your right hand stands the queen. The bride is the right hand of Jesus, his church. Amen? And again, this psalm is all about what? A wedding. It's about a wedding that's about to begin with the bride, the queen, standing in the place of honor next to the king. So remember what this psalm is about. Although it's speaking about him having his tongue as a ready writer, it was scribed and written for love regarding the wedding. And so now he's positioning us for this year, for this decade, and I've taken my seat, you know, I'm seated in heavenly places, you're sitting in that place in Christ Jesus, and I'm seated because he gave me my seat, amen, and he adorned me, amen, spiritual adornment. Now, verse 10 through 12 talk about the bride, of the Messiah, which the king, and this is where he says, listen, because even though you've receive the blessing. You come into the blessing. You still need to receive instruction on how to dwell in the house, how to live with the King, how to please the King. Okay? He says, listen, O daughter, consider and incline thy ear. Forget your own people also and your father's house. So that means, or for you to be into the new thing and have your own identity, some things you're going to have to forget. Some things are going to be outdated. Some ancestral things you hold on to is not going to work and fit for your identity, the new you. It's a weak way to think. So, again, it speaks to even marriages, again, that God is really putting together even in this year. And God must say, He's joining marriages big on God's agenda this year, on who you're supposed to be with. Not based on who you want to be with, but who you're supposed to be with. So it all could be well with you, not just for your legacy, but for your inheritance, the inheritance He gave you spiritually. And not just you trying to protect your little empire you can build, protecting your coins, you know, you want to see somebody that got their own coins and all this other stuff. You know, I'm talking about that if you say, about God's legacy and what He ordained for you and what you need as a help make based on you being a man or you being a woman. That's another broadcast, though. And He says, forget your own people also and your father's house. I'm doing a new thing. So the King will greatly desire your beauty because He is your Lord. Worship Him. And the daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. And He's saying that, the sister just came from my spirit. He said, I'm found of them who didn't ask of me. So God, again, if He gave me in a message prior a couple of days ago, that He's opened this thing up for those who didn't even ask of Him. Excuse me, and here's what He was saying about time and chance happened to them all. So, again, a thing that God looks at and what the Lord is going to be looking for once He returns His faith. And faith is just a part of our sister. Amen. So don't let legalism and carnality and ancestral things and cultural things rob you of what God has for you. Amen. The things that God want to impart to you and give to you, which are a gift, will come. And it's only going to come by God if you're in the right place and you're who you're supposed to be. Now, I wanted to say that because, again, this is what He was saying. Listen, O daughter, which means instruction. Forget not your own people. Forget your own people, and forget what you know, because I'm doing a new thing. You know, for you to grow and to evolve, you can't stick to the old program or the status quo. It's not going to happen when you're in God's kingdom. Now, He says in verse 13, it says 13 to 15, the glory of the companion of the anointed king. And these are the royal daughters who are glorious within the palace. Again, talks about her clothing, woven with gold, how she should be brought to the king in robes of many colors. Talking about the favor, this is what I was saying about my wardrobe and one of the style angels. He gave me that about the style angels and how he's favoring many of us who were in the pit, like Joshua, in the pit to the palace. Our God is not giving us a court of many colors, which speaks of His favor. Global, international favor. Okay, I'm going to go down. I have like two more minutes to go. Verse 16 and 17 speaks of the legacy of the companion of the Messiah. Who is the king? And what does he say? Instead of your father, should be your son. So that's the truth. You have your own identity, your own blueprint. Not to This is God, our forefathers and our ancestors, but he's saying here, instead of your father shall be you, what I declare upon you and write upon you, whom you shall make princes in all the earth. You shall make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the people shall praise thee forever and ever. Amen. And that's basically the end of the psalm, But I wanted to make sure that I gave you 16 and 17 because that's what he's doing. He's preparing our legacy, spiritually and naturally. So, amen. This decade is going to be one that's going to be fascinating. And I really hope that you are just full of God's grace and God's goodness. And most importantly, I pray that your fellowship and community is going to be with the divine, and that you will stay close to him by love. So that's what I wanted to declare to you and what I wanted to share with you. Psalm 45, the release of 10.2.0 in this new year. The return of the king is what he's saying. And again, in your own time, I pray that you will really dig into Psalm 45 and let it minister to you, because there's a lot of things in this psalm that that speaks of who God is and who we are in him, and how we are, how this psalm is a really good day. It's a fine day, a beautiful day. That is a good marriage. And again, I celebrate your marriage, your mystic marriage with the Lord, with God, and reconciled by his Son. And I just pray, stay on fire. Amen. God bless you. I will be back whenever I can. I will post if I'm inspired to post. But I really want to make sure I stay in the forum, keep my focus on this transition that I'm in right now. And I will be excited to come back and pick up the new offering in 2020. Amen. Until then, peace, blessings, and much love. Again, wishing you a prosperous, safe, exuberant. Love you guys.